Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Lawmakers prepare legislation that Governor Dennis Dugard declined to sign or support. They think maybe Governor-elect Noem is the person to get that legislation through. Let's have a conversation with our Dakota political junkies today. We have Noel Hamel with us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City. He is a member of the South Dakota Newspaper Hall of Fame and a former state lawmaker. Noel, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Also with us on the phone, John Hunter. He is publisher of the Madison Daily Leader. Hey, John, welcome back.
I'm just honored to be on with a Hall of Famer.
John, let's start with you because let's look at this transition team that Governor-elect Noem is putting together. How is it shaping up?
Well, it's very early in the process, but I think it's very active. You know that. I think there's actually a little bit more transition here than normally would be. You know, South Dakota has had so many Republican governors, especially in a row, that there usually isn't much change in that upper staff, especially in the last one when Governor Dugard took over for Governor Rounds. He had been lieutenant governor for 8 years and was kind of intimately familiar with the workings of the staff. But this is a little different, I think, because Representative Noem has served South Dakota outside the state for 8 years, and I think also there's some retirees in Governor Dugard's cabinet. So I just think there's a little bit more transition here, and as you heard, Governor-elect Noem has actually put out a call to the citizenry. He said, "Hey, we're looking for staff, and we'd love to have citizens participate in order to fill those top positions." So I think there's a lot of things going on in this transition.
Yeah. Deputy Campaign Manager Herb Jones, named Chief of Staff, former U.S. House Communications Director Joshua Shields, has been named Chief of Communications, and the current Bureau of Finance and Management Commissioner Liza Clark has been named Chief of Finance. What's the difference, John, between Bureau of Finance and Management Commissioner and Chief of Finance? What's the distinction there?
I was going to ask the same question.
Noel, do you know what separates these two roles?
I mean, Liza has been I would consider one of the chief financial people all along, so I am curious on how that is. Maybe Noel knows.
You know, I remember reading it, but I didn't retain it.
All right, yeah.
As a practical matter, I don't think it's going to make a difference, but I do think that the transition team, and by the way, I agree with John's analysis on this. I think if there's a word that you could apply to the transition team, it would be experience. I mean, Herb Jones has decades of experience with a number of administrations. He's well connected. He's very savvy, very skilled. Of course, when you've been around as long as Herb Jones has been around, you're gonna probably make a list of detractors as well, but it looks to me like she has started to surround herself with people that are very experienced, very knowledgeable about the areas that they serve, and I think she's going to need that. Hey, by the way, in preparation for this morning, I called the website Transition Team Number. Because, as you mentioned, she has invited people to apply for positions in her administration. I wasn't applying for a position, but I wanted to know.
What's on the other end? Yeah.
I wanted to know how that has been going.
Yeah.
You know, has the transition team been flooded with inquiries or what? So I called the number and got a recording. And the mailbox was full. So I wasn't able to talk to anybody, and I contacted Matt McCauley, who I believe is the chairman of her transition team, and I said, "Hey, Matt," I said, "does this indicate an overwhelming response to her invitation for applications because the mailbox is full?" And he was a little bit puzzled by that and said he'd get back to me, and I didn't give him any warning on this, so I hope I'm not being unfair.
So wait a couple days before you call until they solve that problem, right? So, Noel, I want to expand on this idea of experience because, you know, one of the things about Governor-elect Noem was when she was running, she had some pretty detailed plans, including how she was going to jumpstart or kickstart the South Dakota economy. When you look at some of the experience that she's pulling in around her, how does that match up with some of her plans, especially in the economic plans that she has laid out already in the campaign?
You know, I don't know if you or John will agree with this, but I think she's going to have a challenge to, really grow the South Dakota economy. And I only say that because the things that were true, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago about why South Dakota has such a difficult time increasing its wages for nurses, as we saw a few days ago, or doing value-added agriculture, as Mark Mickelson was touting before he dropped out of the race. I think it's going to be very challenging for Kristi Noem. I'm glad she's taking it on, but I'm really going to be interested to see if she attacks the value-added part of the equation or the higher tech piece of the equation. I think who wouldn't be in favor of improving wages and growing the economy? But I'm going to be fascinated with seeing her blueprint for how that is going to come about.
Mm. John Hunter, one of the things in her campaign was pointing out that South Dakota is ranked last for both GDP and personal income growth. She said we can do better, and she laid out some low tax legacy, cutting unnecessary regulations, making it easier to grow a business, education, producing job holders, not degree holders. What are your thoughts on how some of this sort of transitions into policy versus just campaign plans?
Well, I'm also enthused that she is proposing that and making that a priority. I think South Dakota, most voters and citizens would be happy with economic growth. It is. The circumstances are always changing. It's a moving target. And at the moment, with very low unemployment, I think what's preventing many businesses from growing in South Dakota is the number of candidates available to work. And in Lake County, our unemployment now is down to about 2%, which is kind of uncharacteristically low. I mean, almost impossible to hire at that point. And so I think, and then you get into other issues like housing, and you get into education and so forth. So there's a lot of issues that can be handled. But I think all those are worth working on and worth fighting for and helping grow the economy. We're not really in a position to go attract some kind of huge employer like Amazon or a car manufacturer or something like that. It's just not really where we are. But there might be some kind of value-added things that maybe don't require a lot of people that could in otherwise help the economy and help the prosperity of citizens, and I would hope that she would approach some of those.
Let's talk about the lawmakers and lobbyists who are getting ready for the transition as well, and we've already seen some news, incoming Republican State Senator Lynn DeSanto talking about sponsoring a permitless concealed carry bill or a constitutional carry bill. Noel, what do you anticipate for some of the other issues that folks are gearing up to as Governor Dennis Dugard leaves and Governor Noem enters?
You know, I think there's a perception that Governor-elect Noem is more conservative on social issues than was Governor Dugard. That's could be true, probably is true. I don't know for sure. On the controlled carry issue, just to take that because you mentioned it, I happen to be one of those people who has one of those permits. I mean, you go down to the sheriff's office, you pay $10, you get a permit to carry a gun I don't think it's a burden to do that. I don't think it's a constitutional infringement. That's just my opinion. I'm not sure that the legislature would go along with that, much like they didn't go along with the legislation that would, change the requirements for college campuses and carrying a firearm. And you remember that from 2 or 3 years ago.
Right. I want to give John a moment. We have about 30 seconds left or so, John. So any thoughts on other issues that we might see this legislative session that are purely because folks are hoping that Governor Noem will sign?
I bet there is virtually every industry lobbyist and organization who is thinking this is ready for a change. And when I say ready for a change, not necessarily better or worse, but
right.
They'll say, look, we had this established with Governor Dugard and we made progress or we didn't make progress. And so if we made progress, I would think they'd be considering how can we hold on to that progress. If they didn't make it, how can we be different now? And so I think every group is probably every board of directors of every kind of organized trade group and organization in South Dakota is debating that right now. So I think that'll be, and it happens fast, right? You're elected in November, budget address, of course, that'll be given by the current governor, but quickly morphed into the new one. And then the legislative session starts in a few minutes.
Right.
It's all going to happen very fast.
All right. Everyone's gearing up for the transition. We will hold on for the ride. We'll have lots to talk about this session for sure. John Hunter, Noel Helmel, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate both of your time.